Alright, today's share, at least most of the share, will be talking about the topic of making bread, making milchika bread. Are you allowed to such things as making milchika bread? Or milchika cookies, other items that you'll eat together, might eat together with milks and fleshings. That's the topic today. The Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Ein Lashem Es Ha'Isa B'Cholov. You're not allowed to make Isa a dough with milk. Im Lash, and if you did do it, Kol Pas Asura. The whole Pas is Asa, Mipnei Hega Aveira. What's Mipnei Hega Aveira? So Rashi says, later on Daf Lamed Vav, he says, Hega Aveira, that you're not, because you might come to eat together with meat. You eat milk and bread together with fleshiks. So Mela, that's why it's asa, because you might eat meat with it. The Gemara says also in the Aflam of Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara says, however, Ka'ain Turah, Shari. What's Ka'ain Turah? Ka'ain Turah is okay. Is okay. What's the meaning? So Rashi speaks out. Ka'ain Turah means ma'at, a small. It says a small amount. Ka'ain shel shor, like an eye of an ox. Muta lorosh b'chol. Ochle miyad v'asachas. Because since you eat it right away, l'mashe linche, and you won't hold on to it. Linche tishke forget. Shenirosh b'cholav. So if you make it right away, you eat it right away, then we're not afraid that you're gonna eat it together with fleshiks, and therefore, the one guy's in such a case. This halacha, the Rush brings it down with Dina, the Rush is in Chulin, in Perikol Abasa, in Sim Chafal, brings down this Gemara in Chulin, this Gemara in Psachim, and he says, if you eat it right away, it's okay. However, the riff over here in Psachim and Perek Beis and Perek Kolshar, the riff says, Ka'ain Turah was Ka'ain Turah, in order to make a shinoi in the bread. And it wasn't in Ka'ain Turah, you make a tsura like an ayin, like a picture of an eye. So when you make a chal, you never make a picture of an eye, but here if I make special a picture of an eye, then you'll remember that it's milchik, so you won't come to eat with fleshiks. The same thing speaks out like this, the Rambam in Hilchus Maschoresh Asuras in Periktes Halacha Beis. He says the same like the Rif. You make a shina in the thing and therefore it's okay. And same thing again, the Rush in Psachim, Perek Beis, Sim Zayim quotes this from the Rif also. The Mechaba, huh? 1 second. The Mechaba brings down these 2 days, that there's no machlokes. The Mechaba brings down, and like the Rush, brings down both halachas, one cholin, one here, it's not a stira. The Mechaba brings down this halacha, brings down the dina. This is Lashon Mechaba. Ein Lashon Isa B'Cholav. You don't mix Isa with Cholav, Shema Yavai La'achla in Basa. You're not allowed to do it, you might come to eat it with Basa. And if I do it, then the din is kol pas asa. The whole bed is asa. I feel achla vada. Eat it alone. It's exera. You're not allowed to. If you make milk like a bed, you're not allowed to eat it. Vim ha'idav muet. But let's say if I made a small amount kidei achila vasachas, a small amount I can eat it. I bake it and I eat it right away. Or I shashinu tzur sapas, or I made a shinui. It made it. It looks differently. I could tell that it's milchika bread. Muta. So Mechav brings down these two halachas. Brings it down ladina. That if it's a davar muad or it looks different, it's nicker. Then there's no problem of making milchika bread. So the 5 things we got mivar with this halacha. The first thing is this issa that to make milchika bread is only milchika bread, or not only milchika, fleshika bread. Let's say I make a fleshika bread. The same thing. No, the case of Chabad is talking about milchik of bread, but you might come to eat it together with basa. Also vice versa, same problem. If I make fleshik of bread, I might eat with milchiks. The same, or is it going on bread only, or other eichlim, that the people think it's parv, and Emerson it's milchiks or fleshiks, and I bake it that way, and I might eat it together with the opposite, milch of flesh and flesh of milchiks. I might come with a mikshel. So the only halacha was said by bread, or by other types of foods, cookies and so on, do we say by that also? That's one shayla we have to discuss. A second shayla we have to discuss, it says if it's a davar mu'at. What's called davar mu'at? If I bake a challah, a milch of a challah, does it mean just for the following, right away the first meal you have, only for one meal, or is it for that whole day? Well, unless it comes as Shabbos, can make flesh and bread for all Shabbos or Yontif. Or let's say Shavuos, I'll make milk and bread for the whole Shavuos. And sometimes in Chutzlars you have 2 days Yontifs. So how far? What is the small amount of bread you're allowed to bake? What is it? What's the amount? That's another thing to discuss. Third thing to discuss is if a person did not know the din, he didn't know that you're not allowed to make. He never heard the halacha. He never learned Sakzayin Yodea. He has no Messiah from his parents. And he mixed together milk and some pas. He finds that if he bakes it, he made a whole bunch. He made 10 chalas like that, milk and kachalas. And he didn't know the halacha. Or by mistake, he was baking dough. He's making dough for a challah. And some milk poured into it. And he wants to bake it. He wants to keep the dough and bake it. So it's betoy. It happened by shaygig. Are we conscious shaygig on by shaygig also or not? That's the third shayla. The fourth shayla is the mechaber says that if you make a shinoi in it, the din is shinoi is okay. Then is shinoi good for everybody? Maybe only for bnei beisai, only for his own member of the family. But if he does a lot and he's mishana, it's to sell in the street. Maybe no one's mocking the shinoi. Maybe it doesn't help. Fifth thing to mevar, does the shina have to be b'sha safiya? In other words, when I make the dough, make in a way a certain surah that I can tell that's milk. It has to be just b'sha safiya, or even it helps the shina or simif. I put it in it's a regular challah, but I put in a bag, and the bag says that it's a OUD or something like that. Or if if I put a sticker on it, that's a box, and the box says, you know, milchiks, cookies, cakes, all these things, it says milchiks. Is that good enough? Well, it has to be mamish has to be a shina in the thing itself, it has to be a certain shape that everyone can tell it's milchiks. Okay, those are the five things. I'm just saying the shilas.
No,
the kalim I'm discussing today. No, the kalim. Huh? Okay. Alright, we're not. Listen, I have only an hour to talk, okay? Alright. Okay. Kalim goes into not by not. We're not discussing any not by not, okay? Alright. Okay, but maybe a different time we'll discuss it, but not today. Okay. What? We'll get into that also. Good. The Taka Chu talks, we'll get to that. Okay.
That's a sick thing?
No. It's not only by challah, by everything. Can you bake cake in a milchik pan? Can you bake a milchik oven? It's all shayla by itself.
Are you going to talk about if it's not chamishas
meni dogam? Chamishas
meni dogam? What is it? I mean the five grains.
What do you mean?
If it's from rice flour, you know, gluten-free.
No, we're not discussing. That's not today. Okay. It's machleike? Okay. The first shayla. The first shayla was, it's said dafka by bread, or by any other thing besides bread. If you make a milchiks and you eat it together with milch and fleshiks, is it a problem or not? So it's a machloikas hapaiskim. If the gzeir was said dafka on making milchik bread or fleshik bread, or other eichlin that you eat together with basar and cholov. There's a taz. The taz in Yeridea, Sim inside Zion, Sifkat Nahal says, Meducha is a chapa. Meducha that you use it only for parav. You only use the parav alone. I pie, I chop part of vegetables, I chop a lot of things, part of the stuff in it. But once I made a mistake, and I chopped it, I chopped meat in it. And this chopper, this grinder, I chopped meat in it. So the Tzad says, you're not allowed to use this chopper even anymore for parof. Why? Because we're afraid you might chop milk. You might do take some milk and chop it in it. So mainly you have to kasher it, the Tzad says, and then it turns back parof again. So it's Masha from Taz, he's talking about chopping food, he's not talking about chopping bread. Masha, anything you know how to chop. So things even are not pass, still the Gzeir applies. The same thing speaks out to Yad Yehuda in Simon Zion, Kotza, Sifkot Na'alef, and he, even though he argues on the Sforta Taz, but Lamaisa, he comes out with Dina, he argues on the Sforta Taz, but Lamaisa, Dina holds the same thing. Any, let me finish. Any Eichel, the Derech is to eat with Basa, and Cholov, and the Derech is the Machzika, Zman Meruba, it has din like Isa, and even B'deyevitz Asa. That's what the Taz speaks out. Let me finish. Let me say, I just started. Okay? The Pichadash, in Sifkan Aleph, the Chuvis Marit, Chalik Beisim Yuches, Sim Yuches, and the Chokhmah Sodom, in Klal Nun, in Sifkan Gimel, and Sifkan Zion, he argues. He argues on the Taz, and he argues on the Yad Yehuda. The Dafka only on bread. This whole halacha of Simon Tzadik Zion is only bread. Why? Because bread is that Chiyus Adam's Torah boy. So they were guys, because people in olden times, the bread was that's a major staple of a person. So made on bread with such a thing. But any type of eichlin, you don't have to. We're not guys that much. The Matnei Shulchan in Sifkan Bey says, the places that are known to Mako, you have what to be semichan. You can semichan shittas mekilim. And he adds on that if you at least write on the cookie, you know, you put a piece of paper on the cookie, you know, a sticker. Sometimes you find challah stickers. You know, it says the union, whatever it is. You put a sticker milk on it. Or you have a bag, or it's in a plastic bag, it's in a box that says on its milk or fleishiks. Then that's for sure okay. You cover all your bases and you won't come with the color, then you can say the hakel. That's what the Manushal speaks on.
Even on bread?
Huh? Yeah. No, he's talking about the cakes, about other things. Okay. Not bread. Not bread, that still exer applies. The shadows other things. Other things, since the sheet is old exer chalchasodim, you make it, you can make a milchix, but you should put it on the box, at least do something on the box, on the bag, or something like that. They should know that it's milchix or fleshix. The Tshuva Smarit says, and also the Pisca Tshuva, then the Sifkan Gimel, quotes the Smarit. It says, even by milchix a bed, or fleshix a bed, since there goes a something that you leave together with basa chalav, only such a case it's asa. But let's say with a place you're not choshish. For instance, let's say I make a type of bread, but I put a lot of filling in the bread. You know, chocolate, I put other things, and the derech is not to eat it together with milchiks, then it's mutter to make pashal basa. And same thing speaks out, the Chochmah Sodom in Klal Nun, Ois Gimel, Yishem Pri Chodesh. So, because you never eat it together. But I went to Yad Yehuda in Simon, in Kotza, and over here in Simon Tzak Zayin, in the Kotza, Sifkot and Gimel, and also the Yad Ephraim, over here on Shulchan Aruch, Kotza Yayvetz, that says, Lav Dafke, you eat together basa, do I didn't, if you'll eat it, Miyad Acha Chiyos basa, you still have the same problem. So it comes out according to this, Ladina, first of all, we can semech on the Shittas that hold, that only by bread is said, not by other things. So the Shaila is Moshe, let's say, sometimes you have milchik ice cream. You have milk ice cream. It's oifen samnike. You look at if someone serves you ice cream on a plate, you don't know if it's parva or milchik. It's oifen, it's not nike. If it's milchik, if you're allowed to eat together, can you eat it as a dessert under a meal? So you can make it for two reasons. One reason it's not pas, and second is the derech is not eat it with pas. So meila, it would be okay. So my Sladina, someone wants to Samech Lahakal to buy cooked Marshall Entenmann's cookies. A milchix, no? They make milk and cookies. I'm sure there are other companies that make milk cookies. You get a lot of, you go into any kosher store. There's milk, it says cookies, it says milk, sometimes it says, oh, you pyrov, oh, you, or you milk it, can it, the dairy on it. So Mela, you have what to be semichan, because you say the gzei was only said on bread. Okay.
Are you saying it's a cooler to make ice cream?
Huh? Today is no Marasai, I'm just saying that's one of the cases the place can talk about. So you don't have to worry about it. Huh? There's some that want to clear it. I'm saying to Mitzi, to exclude those people who want to be machmir on ice cream, you don't have to worry about it, okay? That's only why I mentioned it, because there's some people that are machmir. Huh? Kima today, everyone knows such things pile.
You don't
see them, no. All right. Next thing. What's called the Dabar Mu'at? The Mechaber says, a Dabar Mu'at. What's the lashon of Mechaber? Let's look at the lashon of Mechaber again. Kidei achila vasachas. The Mechaber says achila vasachas. So pashas mashma. If you look at the Mechaber alone, is mashma eating this meal? Eating it, you make challah before lunch and eat it for lunch, and that's it. That's pashas. How you the pashas? If I read the Mechaber, achila vasachas, you're finishing it one time and right away. The same thing speaks out to Pirkei Avot and Sisidas of Kanaal. However, Dramor says like this, V'chei nogel lolish pasim chol v'chag ha-shvuas. The meaning is to knead dough with milk, for shvuas, because a lot of people eat milk on shvuas. Gam b'shumen l'kovet Shabbos. And when you bake challah, a lot of people put fats, fleishiks, mamish in bread. They make fleishik in bread. So, So Vice says Ramah learned that the whole day is also considered, the whole day or all Shabbos is considered like a davar mu'at. So the Shaylos are arguing or not. The Chavazdas in the Biurim in Sifkon Gimel learns that the Machab holds like that also. If I make it for all Shabbos, for a whole day, davar mu'at doesn't mean just the immediate meal, the first meal, but the whole day is okay. And it says if Ashes Ramor, because Ramor didn't say Yesh Cholkim, Ramor said the Mechaber says Kedei Achila Basachas, and Ramor says that's why we make milchik bread and shuos and fleshik bread for Shabbos. So if I say and then say Yesh Cholkim, so if I say you learn like the Chabbos does, it's all one day. And Yesh Cholkim. There's a shayla even achreni. If I make it for yantiv, you have 2 days yantiv. Is that called davar mu'at? So it's a tshuva and nefesh chaya. One day that person even died beforehand. In nefesh chaya and yeridei simul salam avov, and the daki tshuva here quotes it. Tzadik Zion sifkan lam gimel. He quotes it and he says by chutz la'aretz there's no heta for 2 days. You want to make milk and challah? That's only the first day yantiv for shuas. So Ramor is talking only on the first day yantiv shuas. But second day yantiv is not called any davar mu'at, and even according to Ramor, either chokan or more, not chokan, the second day for sure everyone, you're not allowed to have milk and challah. Okay. Let me finish the whole idea and I'll take questions. Derech HaShulchan speaks out. Derech HaShulchan says in Sifkan Dalet, Yeshir Suda Achas is all Suda Achas, I feel at the meal you're having 20 guests. That's called a davar mu'at. You don't have 20 guests. Normally if you wouldn't have any guests, it would last for 2 weeks. But now you have such a table that's called, for that meal, whoever's eating that meal, that's called davar mu'at. If you have to bake a lot, that's called davar mu'at, and which is very mistaken what he says. Let me finish. I'll take questions in a minute.
One Suda.
Of all Shabbos, according to the other Shittas.
100
people, right. Or for that Suda, or for that Shabbos, according to the Ramor of Shabbos. That's it, okay. There's a Chuvas Marit. Marit is in Chelik Bey, Simi Yutches, and also the Chavis Dasi in Sifkon Gimel says that you're allowed to make an Isa Gedela with your intention to Mechalik to a lot of people. And even further. Until now we're discussing, you're making your own house. Let's say I'm baking a lot of challah and sending it to my children, my in-laws. I'm sending it all over. But for this meal, I do a beginning to chil to challah to many bnei adam, even up in a baseline. if it's a davar mut b'chol echad ve'echad, then it's okay because you won't come to the kol because you're going to eat it for this meal. But if you bake a lot by mistake and you make milk and chal by mistake, and you made chalos of chol and chal of basa, since you did shloi kedin, it becomes asa. And it doesn't help now. Listen, I have so much over. I have so much. I didn't shloike it in. I'll give it to everyone to eat about it and make it double mu'ud. No, because it comes like chaticha nasa nevela. It becomes asa. It becomes asa. And nevela, you're not allowed, unless you made a hekka. Unless I make the challah in such a way as a hekka. But it's not a hekka. Then the challah becomes asa. And the Daketshuva is vaisiv. You hear this? The Daketshuva in Sivkan Chavdal says that if by baker, a part of a baker, a bakery, someone who bakes in his house, bakes for a lot of people and so on, is a nachtum, is a baker. You know, sometimes people bake in their house professionally and they sell it out to the community. So in such a case, it is always asa, because asa, it can't be matter to make a lot, even to eat it right away. Why? Because you have to let everyone know that it's milk, so it's fleishiks. And since it's impossible to do it, you're not allowed to do it. There's one thing I didn't see someone discuss, which I think we need to push it. Let's say I make a small amount. I make one challah, milk and a challah. And I have leftovers. I plan to make just one meal. But I have leftovers, so pashas doesn't come out. Because since my kavanah was for davar mu'ud, so if I say, even have a little bit left over, you're allowed to save it. As long as you're careful, you wrap it up and so on, it should get mixed with other challahs. Yeah, who had a question? One at a time. Yeah?
You have 30 guests and it's a davar mu'ud, you have 50 guests and the guests cancel on you. Was it only a etta for the guests, or once it's davar mu'ud,
You should give it out then to people. You should give it out to people.
You can only use it for another meal.
No, for that day you could use it. For that day.
That day you got 2 meals, you
want
to use it?
Yeah. I said the sheet doesn't hold. The whole day is a whole Shabbos still like a davar mu'ud. Yes.
What if it's a mitzvah that is not meant to be necessarily a bracha for moitzi? There's a mitzvah called beef wellington, I think it's steak wrapped in dough.
If it's not bread, it's a base, huh? It's not bread. If it's not, do you make mitzvah on it or you make mezainis?
I'm not sure.
So it depends. If you make a mitzvah on it, then you got a problem. If you make mezainis on it, you don't have a problem.
It's got meat inside of it. It's got a big steak in it.
So
you're not going to eat it with milchix.
It's wrapped.
Is the steak sticking out? You can tell the steak in there.
Yeah.
Then zikr, okay, it's no problem. It's like cheese danishes. You see cheese sticking out. Then no problem. If you have the meat sticking out, then zikha no problem. We're talking about if it's not nikka, you can't tell. That's the whole shir is talking about something that's not nikka.
They used chicken schmaltz instead of oil.
Right, yes, something like that, right. Well, I put milk. You know, someone told me in a certain community, they make now bagels with chocolate chips, milk and chocolate chips.
Bagel country, certain communities, Rabbi. Bagel country, marble.
What's a milk at the store?
Huh?
So I'm telling you, they're making a milchika. So someone from a different city, this was in a certain city. So I don't have to show him Yehuda. He told me the story. He walked to his store and he saw chocolate chips, milchika chocolate chips. He said, "What's going on over here?" He says, "Everyone here knows that it's milchiks. That all beggars are milchiks. Shleikedin. Because he walked in, he didn't know. He thought first it was Parv. They make with milk and chocolate chips for challah. So you see, taka case, that's also. All right. That does not, science doesn't mean nothing. Who reads science? You're next. Mike.
If you have Shabbos and then Yontif come out, I understand it's a dinner 2 days Yontif. No.
Yeah.
Let's say you have Shabbos and you make a fleishik one for Shabbos and then comes Yontif.
It's also, it has to be one day and that's it. More than one day. No matter if it's 2 days Yontif or Yontif and Shabbos together, it doesn't make a difference.
It's one day from the night to the morning considered
one day is 24 hours. If you do Friday night till after Shalosh Shudas.
You can really use it for 3 meals, for 2 meals, not through it.
Yeah, first 2 meals, right. But you can't use it for the second day on Tiff. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I make Harav, but I want to make French toast.
If you can eat it right away, it's no problem.
French toast will make with multi eggs.
Some people use milk, some use powder, but if you eat it right away, it's no problem. Eat a problem, no problem. Okay. The third Shiloh. French fries, French toast.
On the French toast. I make it today. The caterer makes it today.
Makes no. It's only when they serve it at the place. They take it home and so.
Yeah.
It's
frozen dairy French toast.
French toast. They sell it. There's some kind of sheetas that hold it. If it's on the bag, we'll talk about that sheeta. We'll get to that.
The bread wasn't baked with milk. It's taking a bread and then frying it in milk.
Yeah, but you're still selling as bread. You're still selling bread. Still selling bread. We're gonna get to that. Well, that's the last thing. We'll get to that. Okay. Well, I plan to talk about it. Okay. All right. Third Shiloh. The third Shiloh we had. If let's say someone didn't know the din, and he mixed milchiks together, it would pass. Or by mistake, milk fell into Isa b'shoigig. Do were kindness shoigig or not? There's a Pimigodim. The Pimigodim in Sisida Sifkon Av, and also the Piskachuva quotes him in Sifkon Vez. He clears the Shaila. He mamish clears the Shaila. If Cholav B'Shoigeg fell into a pass, or you know it's Asa, and you heard the din afterwards, are we kindness by Shoigeg, even by Shoigeg, and only by Mezid if he did it, but B'Shoigeg not? So the Pimigodin runs off, Mestimis HaPaiskim V'Aisais, even the Shaygat Sosa. And of course, it's talking in case you didn't make a Rishini on it. You can't tell the difference, you're not a bread. The Chashuchan in Sifkan Ches says, the Gzeres Chazal, L'Chilkov Osaf B'Shaygat. Gzeres Chazal. That even by Shaygat, I don't know the din, if I made milk like a bread, and I made it to, a few loaves of bread, then din is, that it's awesome. Let me finish. The Kafachayim in Sifkon Yerav here in Tzadik Zion is Mechadish. He says, if you do it B'Shegeg, if you sell it to a lot of people at one time, so everyone should eat it right now, then, and you make it on a sim on it, then it's okay. However, Pimagon Weiss is clear not like that. He doesn't know, Weiss is only head to Kafachayim. I saw also the Masham, the Das Torah, quotes of Pitaya, it says, Echidish, if I sell it to a guy, you find sometimes I'll sell to a guy. You're allowed to sell this milk to a guy. And when Achosh Shema, he'll sell it back to Yisrael, because it's fake. So maybe he may not sell it. And so maybe he might not eat the Yerubosa. But vices of Pimigodim, it doesn't hold not the head of Pitaya, and not the head of the Kavachayim. The Madne, let me finish. The Madne Ashulchan, in the Sifkon Bay says, cookies, if you're not making Shinoi B'Shasafiyah, and you baked a lot B'Shoigeg, you're allowed to make afterwards a simon on it. Since v'chlad ha'makilim, you don't need. Because they're only by bread. Make cookies not. Since so many people eat cookies alone without milk, so meila, you could be simach lohako. Another reason you probably could say that the kodom was dafka by pasta, by shadvorm, so meila, you could be neko. What do you want to ask? Vices on bread, probably not. Probably not. Okay.
So this bagel place that was making the milk of the bagels?
It was a problem. We'll get to that. Okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. The Chuvas Marit. Right, in the Four Shiloh. For the Four Shiloh, when you make a shinui on a bed, does that all for Bnei Beisai? Or maybe not, but only for Bnei Beisai, not for anyone else. Because not everyone knows that you make such a simon. It makes this, knows the hecker. So there's a Chuvas Marit. There's Chedigbei Sim Yud Ches. And also, Pesach Shuvah quotes here in Sifkon Gimel. The person makes a pass with a hecker. With a hecker, you should not sell to Achayim, because a shinoi only helps from Bnei Beisai. Or a das to sell it, then, maybe it doesn't help this hecker, because no one knows of the simon. Zmaneno, today Moshe first should cheese Danish. Today Moshe cheese Danish, you can see the cheese. A cheese is usually sticking out. You can see the cheese on it. So my stomach, even my rit will be maida. Especially, and also they make it in special tzura. Not all cakes are made like that tzura. So maybe there's by cheesecakes b'chal, you can be meikel. Because as long as you can see it, then there's no shash that you can be eating with fleshiks. The fifth shayla was, if a shinei has to be dafke b'sha'a safiyah, or even helps to do shinai or simon afterwards. It could be asked to be shas ben snefa. So there's a placey. The placey speaks out in Sadek Zayin Sifkon Beis. He says, "I made part of bread and some milk spilled on it on the pas." He says, "You should bechalek the pas to balabatim that day." So Meir should finish it. Same thing speaks out the Shuvin Shoyel Meishiv, Madur Dalet Chev Dalet Simon Kuf Beites, and same thing speaks out the Rapholim and Shuvis Chev Galf Yodei Simon Yer Alef. However, the Chochmas Sadim says in Simon Nun Sifkon Gimel and Sifkon Hey that helps to make a hecker if you write on the pas, that's Basa or Cholav, also helps if you write on it. That's the Chochmas Sadim and the Placey. However, the Chavis Das in Sifkon Gimel, and also Pesach Shavuot quotes in Sifkon Gimel, argues, it says you need a tzura on a bread, you have to have it on the bread itself, has to be. It doesn't help to make any type of shinai afterwards, because once you bake it without the shinai, then it comes also already. And same thing speaks out Pima Godem and Shisadah Sifkon Alf, and he quotes the Placey and he argues on him, he ties on the Placey. So anyone who bakes bread that's also, if I bake a lot of bread, milk like a bread, so I should be able to I should be able to give it out to Bechal to Balabatim, and you don't find such a heter. So therefore, the Pimigadim argues on the Placey. The Das Teyer over here in Tzadik Zayin brings down a Keren Shleimer that says Exeris Chazal Becholiv and Tzasa, and it's Masha from Das Teyer holds like that also. The Das Teyer says even further. Das Teyer says even further. He says that Shvur Shechal by Tishabav. No one eats meat. So maybe I can make milchabet then also. So he says, even on Shvur Shechal by Tishabav, you should not make milchabet. Even though there's no chash eat with meat, but still the chash, you might save it for Shabbos. Shabbos you eat meat. Or you make a siyum sevta. A lot of people make siyumim. Or a chayla. Chayla yesh ein b'sakon is a si. If the doctor says you have to have meat, you can have meat. It says clearly in Tavkuf Din Aleph, you're allowed to eat meat. So it's shaykh a case to give meat on in the 9 days. So in Mela, it's also to make milchik of bread even in the 9 days. And the same thing speaks out Shuvas Masham in Chedek Zayin Simon Ayin Vav. Yes.
Does anybody say that a feeler you can put it into a box and put a mark on the box?
What, on bread?
That
we'll talk about right now. That's the thing. According to this, all we said this year today, what's the heter? A certain Moses Akashus that may give heksha a milcha gebed. It used to be that I think the OU never made milcha gebed. The Chavke used to make, I don't know if they still do, they used to have chav bread. There are other kash organizations. I remember I once was stuck in another city and I ran out of bread. So I went to the store, to the supermarket there, to look for some kosher bread. So I found there's a lot, you can get kosher bread, milchik of bread. It says on the dairy milchiks. I think it was, try on the K has it, and, that's the only one?
Yeah.
Alright. So anyway, so they have such a thing as, so there are kosher organizations. It used to be the Chavke did it. The question is, how can it, what kind of, there's no similar on the Chal and the Lechem that's milchiks. What's the heter? And even if they write on, and they usually write on the box or on the bag, whatever it is, but the coin, what's the heter on pas itself? Especially with cookies, we said, you know, the sheet is held, they're only said by pas and not by other things. But bread, what's the heter? And according to those machmirim, even cookies also, what's the heter if it doesn't have a similar on the cookie itself? It's only written on the box and the bag and so on. So, and right for Amen, you like buy a box of cookies. You don't finish a box of cookies in one shot. Most people, you buy a box of cookies, takes you a few days, a week, 2 weeks, a month to finish it off.
Ruba the Ruba of cookies are milk for
the month. Huh?
Ruba the Ruba, it's only the Hamish or brand that are part.
Ruba cookies are milk.
Yeah, it's no different than when you said before about the creamer, which is
finished. Yeah. Alright. So anyway.
There's only one part of the bakery in the whole US that is a strictly part of the cookie factory.
Yeah? The rest of our... Yeah? Right. All right. So I thought of a svara to be mako. I looked high and low. I couldn't find anyone to discuss this. So Linen is daiti. The svara to be mako. And don't jump on me right now. Let me finish it, okay? Okay? The whole dinner of Shulchan Aruch is talking about when I made beginning without a simen, and I made Hadas Kein without putting a simen. Then in such a case, that's what the Mechaber is discussing. So maybe it doesn't help afterwards, I put a simen afterwards. But let's say a baker, it's chidim when he makes a pas, or he makes the cookies according to Machmirim, Hadas afterwards to put it in a box, put it on a bag, which is chalavi, it could be svarat mutter. Because the Gemara is only talking, Eifen, where was Kavanah was in Roshim after, it's even B'Shegeg. So it has to be Basa. So I looked high and low, I couldn't find one. There's Baruchel Gehofen, the new Sefer came out, Iyunim Balocha. Someone, I think, from Eretz Yisrael. So I looked over there, I just got the Sefer, must be 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago I got the Sefer. So I see Iyunim Balocha, and page Shinun Beis, he says the Svar. He says, Mamish the Svar, to Mekel. However, Nanias Daiti, you can't be Semech on the Svar. By Pasi, you can't say it. Gzeres Chazal, you don't perform on Gzeres Chazal. It's Asa, it's Asa. You can't make that. However, by cookies, the Kadaima, there's a big Svar to Mekel. Because you get Sav Shitas, that only the Pasi you need a heck of, not by other things also. I spoke to Bianca Luban from the OU. So he told me, the OU never made milchika pas. True? Never made. They never. The Chavke used to do it, and they stopped it. So I asked them to find out where the Chavke get the heter from. So he got back to me, spoke to the people who were about at that time, and he told me that the psak was from Yosher Ben Salvechik. Yosher Ben Salvechik called the bread or cookies, as long as it's in a bag, then it's okay. That where the heter came from, Yosher Ben Salvechik. There was matter for the Chavke. So maybe, so it's like the Yun Balacha that I'm mentioning it. It says if you have it on the bag or on the box, it says it. So we're not choshish or something. But when my Saladina, Baruch Hashem, most Kasher don't do it, it's better not to. There is, Rabbi Fishman told me he was in a different city in the United States and they had, chocolate chips, milk and chocolate chips on the bagel. And it was milchiks. I think when he is daiti, I think Ladina, a person, should not buy it. And I'm going to speak to the Rav Machsher there. Okay? Okay? Okay. Huh? Okay. Okay.
What did it say
on the
bag?
Huh? What?
It doesn't say. It's on their website.
Doesn't say on the bag even?
It doesn't say in the store. It's not signed by
vendors. All right. That's even worse.
They told me that everybody knows bagels are milk. That's what he told me.
I never heard such a milk like a bagel. So you told me the story. Huh? Who's Hashem's Randa?
How are you?
But it's probably cake. It's cake or it's bread? No, what is it?
No,
bread?
Yeah, muffins, they hold people. There are two things. First of all, the milk is bottled. Come out always, it's bottled. And also that they hold that English muffins people realize are milk.
Right. Okay. It's like cheese Danish, something like that. You mean?
Well,
you
can't see the cheese.
It says you make a mozi. You make a mozi on the English muffins. It's regular flour and water. Regular.
Yeah, but it looks like you know what a muffin is. You
no.
Alright.
If it's less than one shishin, then it's okay. One shishin is much like this. I don't have time to go into that. It's with butter. Okay. Alright. Big shayla about it. I'm a kilo, yeah. Alright. One more shayla. And shidduch shayla. Okay? Okay.
So can we talk about for just a second about the Kalim?
That's a whole shmooze by itself. We'll never get anywhere. Okay. It's not only that, it's not only the Kalim. It's a Gaya. Ovens can use for milk the flesh. Can you bake challahs in there? It's a shear by itself.
I just walked into Dunkin' Donuts on a very large city of a lot of people. They asked us to review it. And the guy that's giving the lecture doesn't differentiate between languages. With the oven, use one oven for both of them.
Maybe holds a Tana Gadol, maybe.
Not a Tana Gadol.
No.
But I also tell you what we do in Chicago. We have in the there's two ovens in Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, but it's a schmooze by itself. I don't want to get into that now. Maybe a different time. Maybe a different time. Okay.
About the bishishim, like
the bishishim is a machlokes by itself. Some people hold that if you make bread mitchila bottle bishishim, it's okay. Some hold you're not allowed to. Has didn't invite them mechatchila. It's a big machlokes of paiskim. I didn't go into it because it's not negeya. It's only negeya the triangle K. So most people don't eat triangle K anyway, so it's not a problem. Okay. All right.
That's called iser.
Huh?
It's not iser.
That's the shaila. Is that called iser because it's gezera? That's a shaila to prima godim. And Tzemach Tzedek and the Gir Mashor, there's a gun Tzemach Lek as well. Alright. Shaila, 20 years ago the Shaila didn't come up, and now the Shaila comes up. A couple is getting for sure divorced. Yeah? Vada Lizgash. And, one second, you'll see it's a Shidduch Maisa. They're about to get divorced. They're separated. They're not going to get back together. And it's just the get. It's taking time to give the get. To different sivus, whatever it is. This is not good. And the matziah shidduch, either to the man or to the woman. Can they go out? They're still married, but can they at least meet the person or check into the person? Or maybe you're not allowed to. So even to talk to shidduch, so they're still married. You can't even talk to shidduch. That's a shayla. At least I'm getting, this is coming up today in the United States, and probably in other places also. So, L'chayri Kibing Araya from a Tshuva and Chavis Yor. Chavis Yor, they asked a similar shayla to Chavis Yor. Reuven had a sister, and she was in Sharis by Levi. Levi was a well-to-do person, and she helped out over there. And this sister of Reuven has all the mitzvahs, and people are talking many shidduchim to her. Levi's married. He has no children, and his wife is seriously ill, and they don't, for a number of years already, and the doctor says she's terminally ill, she won't live up to a year. So Levi likes this girl, the sister of Reuven, so he talks to Reuven, he says, don't marry her off to somebody else. After my wife dies, I'll marry her. But just to get to make sure that I'm going to marry her, I like to move Kaddish in front of two Adam, just to, how you say, to get the
ball rolling.
Not the ball rolling, but to have her, how you say, attached to me, whatever it is. Locked in, right, that's the right word. I was looking for the right word. Said that word. To have her locked in. So, Mela, so if his wife dies, then I'll go to get married properly and so on. Can you say yes? The Chavis Yor of its mutter. Wow. So Chavis Yor says, I had a similar shayla, yeah? He had a similar shayla. Huh? In his kehila, there was a husband and wife, they were married. They were poor as it could be. They lived with Daichik, didn't have what they had, lucky if they had enough, Mayim Alechem, that's it. That was tremendous if they had that. You know, when you don't have money, hey, machlokes in the family, period. He's not working, you're not making enough money. Machlokes, and they want to get divorced. So they decided to get divorced. So she tells him, listen, I'm willing to accept the get, but I want from you at least 50 gold coins. Why? Because all I'm wearing is shmatas, so if I get 50 gold, I can get dressed nicely, and so you'll see me, and then I'll find the shidduch. The way I am, I'll never find the shidduch. So if you give me 50 suvim, I'll accept the get right away. And like this, I have what to live on. I won't die from hunger. Those times I have welfare, so I have what to live from. And I will, it's a shame, hopefully I'll find the shidduch. In that city, yeah, in that city there was an alman. He lost his wife, and he had a number of small children. And he heard about this couple separated, and they're going to get divorced. And he sees what's holding off is the 50 silver. So he goes to the Chavis Yor. The Chavis, he goes, tells the Chavis Yor, you know what? I'll give the 50 sehuvim to the husband. He should be able to pay her, and then I'll marry her. One choice. Another choice, let me tell the woman, that don't worry about 50 sehuvim. As soon as you get to get, I'll marry you. So you don't have to worry about dying hunger, buying clothing, I'll take good care of you. So he asked the Chavisyar, can I do it? You won't die from hunger, I'll marry you. Can you do it? So Chavisyar answered, this is the Lashon Chavisyar. Ba'af u'bechema be'ketzav gadol. This is what he answered them. That such a bakasha is neged migan ha'olam. It's wrong to talk such a shidduch as long as they're still married. It's a kals rosh and davar zar. Tamura neged ha'minig v'das Yisrael. That's Lashon. And he ends off the tshuva. If I had the power, I would ask you from even having shaykhis until after they get divorced. This Chavis Yor is brought down in Pesachei Tshuva, in Eben Ezra, in Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Vav.
Is there a difference between the husband and the wife? The wife is
probably not.
The wife is listening to this.
So what?
Man technically is only
Tehran Rabbeinu Kershaw. So what? Still also. No nafkmina. The Pesachei Tshuva brings down the Tshuva and Beis David. They asked in Simon Shaila, and he was Mako as long as the Baal, as long as they don't talk with each other. This is only you could talk to Shidduch as long as the boy and girl don't talk together. Then it's okay, because we don't have to be meisiv on Gzeres Chazal. So Pesachei Tshuva writes, fins off. He says, Kafi Anira, that the Beis David didn't see the Chavis Yor. If he would have seen the Chavis Yor, he wouldn't even say, I would ask him in such a case. So it comes out, according to the Chavis Yor and the Beis David, that for sure they can't see each other, as long as they're still married. And according to the Chavis Yor himself, it comes out, his master even to talk a shidduch before she was nifta, or before they get divorced, it should be asa. So it's poshit, koshkein, you should not be mekadish the mishores, and not to talk with her b'chal and yoni shiduchim. And so mela, his kozman, the nasi comes out, they're not allowed to. However, it's it's mefurish in Netziv. Netziv says like this: Netziv on Torah, and Amigdal, Meidik in Netziv. Netziv is in Parashas Ki Seitze, Perich of Dal, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. The Pasuk in the Torah says like this, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Obala. If someone gets married, Vayim Laisim Sachem Be'enav, Ki Matzah Bo'avaz Dava, he doesn't like her, he wants to divorce, Kosel La'Sefer Krisis, V'Nasam Be'yada, V'Shichu Be'isai. Everyone knows this Pasuk. Then it says, V'yotzim Be'isai, V'hoysa, V'hoysa Sh'acha, then, that's it. So in Tzivis Akasha, the Chayyim the extra words in the Pasuk. It says, "Because the Sefer Kriz Lassan Rabbi Yashalcha Beisar, the Yatsim Beisar Hoysa Lashacha." What is those words? What Yatsim Beisar Vahocha? It should say this: "And Lassan Biyada Shilchem Beisar Vayse Shachas." The words "Yatsim Beisar Vahocha" are extra. So the Tziv answers. This is Tziv Kasha. So the Tziv answers like this. He says, The apostles come to teach you the Acheretz. Kozman, you don't get your get yet. You're not allowed to see another man, another woman. Even though you know Vadai, you're for sure they're getting divorced. Mekogim, that's pizzas. Like it says, and he brings a raya from a medrash in Sheikh Ataif. A medrash until him. On Shmuel Anavi. It's until him also, but the medrash is on Shmuel Anavi. Shmuel Anavi, the end of Perich of Gimel, says like this. The Pasuk mentions Abigail. Abigail was once married to Uriah Chiti, and then afterwards he was killed, and then David married her. But Abigail, let me finish.
Married to
Nabal. Huh? Abigail. Married to Nabal. To Nabal, right. Married to Nabal. And she's still married to Nabal. Abigail is not staying there on David, says Medrash. While her husband Nabal was still alive, even though she knew that he's going to die, still it's a pagam. And the Medrash says, when it mentions the word Abigail, it's missing a yud, without a yud. Why is it missing yud, Dr. Medrash? Without a yud, because she was Isgansa, because she was nursing now and David while she was still married. You married someone else, don't think about somebody else. So you see, a woman should not see someone else before she gets divorced. And Parshat Oradin, the Baal should not see another woman before she.
A lot of married two wives.
Huh?
Married two husbands.
Huh?
a man's allowed to marry two wives.
The kind of ben again, huh? But she, but Abigail.
Well, what you're saying, double plus, a man can't do it also.
Why? Today, because they have chenu benegeshen.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Another raya, another stronger raya. There's a the Gemara says in Ksuves, Daf Samech Aleph. What's wrong?
I think it's still not sneeze, even without the chenu benegeshen.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that. We'll get in a second. There's a Gemara in Ksuves. Yeah. That you're not allowed to talk a shidduch. Where's the raya? The Gemara says in Ksuvis and Samachal from Beis Hamadis Ishtem Itashamita and so on makes a net is not going to live with his wife. Beisham Raimem Shtei Shvuas Shtei Shabbosis. What's called a net that is a right? She has a right to collect the Ksuv, get divorced if it's 2 weeks. So Rashi says you should wait 2 weeks. And afterwards, he still doesn't, he's not matter neder, then he doesn't live with her, yaitzivi tinksuva. That's what Rashi speaks out. Esrib kivega. You kivega in Mishnais. In Gina Mishnais, yes, the kasha. According to what we pass, like Shmuel, the Gemara says in Gittin, the Shire is when he counts 3 months. After a person gets divorced, he counts 3 months. So you count 3 months in time, you get the get, or when you wrote the get. Sometimes you write a get, it takes 2 months till the get gets there. You count the time you, from writing the get or time of the 792 days. The chachi avchana. You count from time you write the get because that's when you're separated already, or you count from time mamish the get comes to hand. We paskin like Shmuel. You count from time you write the get. So yes, kivega. Why are we kaifing haiti after 2 weeks? Oh, it's efshir to wait 3 months. Write the get. Wait 3 months. Write the get now. And if you don't find it a Pesach to Zneda within 3 months, and the end of 3 months, then you should give the get, because she's not mastered anything. Because if he doesn't matter then, or since you go bust his man, see if I get, so you give the get, end of 3 months. And then she go right after 3 months, she can get married already. That's what Kivega is, and Bible Tzarchian. So what Yasha says, there's no Kasha. What's no Kasha? Because the Nafkamin is, because he can't go out. He says, because if you have to wait 3 months. During that time, she can't go out. So therefore, she better have to get right away and wait 3 months. Because like this, you have to wait. You wait 3 months. She can't go look for another shidduch. Like this, I can look for a shidduch. So you see from here that you're not allowed. You see clear that you're not allowed to even see each other. Now the goyal b'chol b'shasim is still married. The chashuch echemed quotes this of Yashiv, and he ends off. He says it comes out according to. He's Paiskim, it's an Issa of the Zraya, the Gilad Arias. That's where he ends off. So the Maisa, the Shilas, the people call up, can I go out, at least meet the girl? Sometimes I have a Shila, you know, she's a United Israel, she's not so, she's leaving it so tomorrow, let me see her, I'm not gonna go out with her, just let me meet her. And then later on, I get to get her, now if I'm interested, then I'll continue. The halacha is, it's Asa. You're not allowed to do anything until you don't have to get, no seeing, no, nothing whatsoever, no shaykhis, no checking, until after the serious haget. We'll stop here because the Levi people are going to. Oh, 1 second. Next 3 weeks, there's no shir. Next three Sundays. But the fourth, the Sunday before Purim, they will start a shir again. Huh? I don't know if I'm even going. I don't know yet. I'm not.
You're right, because you always have to say on the plan of. Yes, he has.